Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. I am so happy to share this transmission with you today, which is channeled in pure co-creation with the Actarians, as this transmission will be shared during the month of October, when the powerful portal with the Actarian happens on the 17th of October, more precisely. And in this month, and especially in my membership called the Golden Drop Membership, we will be exploring, with the help and assistance of the Actarians, more specifically the subject of evolution in 5D frequency. What does it actually mean? How do we get there? What is the difference between evolution in 5D frequency, 4D frequency, and 3D frequency? What is actually the metric system and how these different systems work together to allow us to have one foot in 3D, one foot in 5D, to serve humanity and to keep growing as a soul? So this transmission today is a little taste of that, because I love sharing with you and I trust that you will receive it and enjoy it. When we share about the pathway of evolution in 5D frequency, we first want to ask a question or some questions to you. We would love for you to consider how you have been evolving in your everyday life until now. What have you done consciously and what happened unconsciously? Here you might, so listen to this first, and then you might like to pause this transmission to actually write it down and make this transmission a little bit of a homework, because who doesn't like good quantum geekery? We certainly do love it. When we think about conscious way of evolving, it could be, for example, oh, I have chosen to study this subject that I love very much. Oh, I was offered the opportunity to speak publicly at that event or during that meeting. And even though I was really stressed, I said yes. And I it was really challenging for me, but I say yes, and therefore I evolved. When I met this person and had a crush on him or on her, oh my God, like I had butterfly in my stomach. I was so worried, but oh, I grew by finding confidence and courage to actually say to that person how I felt. And I felt so proud of myself. And to a certain extent, it doesn't really matter if that person reciprocated those feelings, because I still evolved because I found courage and I found confidence. Or maybe another way that I have evolved consciously, where I could have chosen to be really judgmental and a little bit mean to that person because everybody was mean and judgmental around me, and there was this gossip happening in the office or in a group of friends. But usually I would have gone for it, but there was something in me that was saying, like, really, like, do you really want to go there? Do you really want to be that person again and just put oil on the fire? And actually, I listened to that and I didn't say anything. Even my friends were asking, like, oh, what do you think? I was like, oh, I'm not really sure. And I prefer to just remove myself from the conversation than rather than putting oil on the fire about any kind of conversation. So you see that these are conscious evolution process, because we say yes to embracing a bright version of who we are. Because we say yes to following our voice or inner guidance. And then we have the unconscious way of evolving. And that can take some pain, trauma, wounding, density around it. And that is very much the typical thing. We have an accident.
we have a disease, an illness, we have a car crash, we lose a lot of money, we lose something important, or we have a very strong emotional reaction that is completely uncontrolled and that we feel so ashamed after, and we feel so guilty, and it created a lot of pain, not only for ourselves, but also for our loved ones. Maybe that doesn't happen to us, but maybe around us, things are really intense. We are in very strong problematics that are happening, you know, with family members or community and so on. And these are ways that literally we don't want that. We don't call for that. Like, literally, why would someone consciously choose to experiment pain, right? And you might have heard about this before, and I'm going to repeat this. And this is not to say that I think it's good to experience pain and trauma. Of course, no, it sucks. I don't want anyone to go through that ever because it's nasty. You know, like, believe me, I've gone through heaps. And if I could do it again, I would probably say no, even if I've grown a lot. You see, this is how I've grown, you know, like, when my mom got sick, like really super bad, and then she died, it was so bad. Like, honestly, I have not completely recovered, and I have not completely recovered, and I don't know if I will ever recover, because if you're also going through grief, you know that grief goes through big waves, and it's not so much that the pain goes away, it's just that we become stronger and we learn to live with it. And then the year passed. It's going to be 3 years in December for me, and it feels crazy. That's so long, you know. And when I look back at that way of evolution, it was mostly unconscious. But I still knew, because of, you know, the work that I've been doing for years, and also the conversation that I used to have with mom before she got sick, I also knew that I was going stronger going through that. You know, I was learning to be there for myself, but I was also learning to put my own feelings and emotions aside for a while so I could actually be a big girl and serve my family, go to Belgium, you know, spend all my time and money on going back to Belgium to see my mom sick and then die, even if I didn't want it to. And I learned so much. I learned what true suffering is, because that was the most painful experience of my life. And I would never wish to anyone to go through anything shitty. Honestly, like, I think that if anyone wants it to happen to others, that could be slightly problematic, right? It was like, is this really like good love and light right there? Anyway, so that's the way we evolve through unconscious patterns, unconscious way of evolution. And here the Arcturians want me to really enhance the fact that both pathways are extremely potent. Only the thing is that with humanity, they say, is that we do not understand the dynamics properly. We don't understand the architecture of evolution as conscious beings, so we are completely swallowed by the pain and the trauma, literally. Because even if we know to a certain extent that we are learning, it's like it's just a tiny little dot in a sea of trauma, in a sea of sadness, where our nervous system, adrenal system are out of whack. For a lot of us, anxiety, stress is up the roof. We develop depression, eating disorders, like self-harming, suicidal thoughts, suicidal attempts, and so on. It's like, welcome to fucking humanity, right? And unfortunately, because humanity doesn't understand these dynamics, this is how it keeps on being perpetuated. And of course, there is a lot more to talk about on this subject. This is why I would love to invite you to join the Golden Drop membership, because in the Golden Drop membership, we're going to go a lot deeper on this subject. I'm going to send videos. I'm going to send audio recording. There's going to be some mantras, prayers, words of affirmation. There's also going to be an amazing trans-channeled activation with the Arcturians around the Arcturian portal to really help us to embody more of pathways of evolution in 5D frequency. And if you join at the beginning of the month, but that also happens with every month, as it is a monthly subscription, we have trans-channel messages coming from the Arcturians about the quantum dynamic of the month. So it is an amazing life-changing membership, and it is very cheap. It's only $47 a month, guys. So I highly recommend that you jump in now to have a lot of amazing channeled wisdoms and teachings delivered simply by text message, which is exactly what I love about this subscription. It's live. You simply receive a text message and you just need to click on it and you can listen to it on the go. It's easy. It's effortless. There is no need to have a login and a password and remember where you are at in the membership portal and be like suffocated with a ton of content. It's literally a golden drop of amazing high vibes, having me in your pocket, me and my high council in your pocket. So the Arcturians want to invite you for this transmission happening here and now to not press pause and really take a moment to consider. You can write it down, but if you're driving, if you're, you know, walking, anything like that, you can simply think about it and write it down later if you'd like to do so. Think about a few things that you have done as pathway of evolution that we are conscious, and really write down like at least 20 to 30 of them, you know, and you can remember that for as far back as you'd like. It can be last year, but it can be all the way to as little as 3 years old, you know, as long as you have a vivid memory of you overcoming a challenge, evolving, really saying yes to trying something new, to really opening your heart and to communicate something. It doesn't matter if it worked out and if you had the golden medal or like the love of your life, say I love you too back, you know. All that matters here is that you said yes to growing and then you activated that conscious pathway of evolution in you. So you do that 20 to 30 things. And then you're going to do that with unconscious things. So things that you never wanted to experience, that were thrown in your face, that were super intense, and that honestly, you would probably say no to that shit if you had to go through it again, even if you know that you've learned a lot from that. And this is exactly like this kind of like self-awareness process, because here you are going to also write 20 to 30 things for as far back as you'd like to go. And then after you have done this exercise, we invite you to celebrate. Celebrate yourself like the wild, amazing, fantastic, vibrant, glowing human being that you are. Because all of that has taught you so much. You are the person that you are today because you evolved through everything consciously or unconsciously. You broke free from fears, from challenges that were present, and that you said, yes, I'm going to go consciously through that, or like, I'm just going to basically try my best to survive through this shit until one day you felt better. Because here, when we talk about the unconscious evolution process, it's literally like at times you might have been in that dynamic for months onwards and you were like swimming through mud. You know, I remember like it was literally that for me with my mom. But before that, I also had a burnout because I had a yoga studio and I closed it and I just like massive burnout. And before that, you know, I went through a divorce and lots of scarcity. And so as far back as I go, you know, I had very deep period of like being freaking in the shithole, in the dark hole. Okay. So all of that contrast, I still learned something. I still evolved. And when you're going to do this exercise now, you're going to literally be able to extract more of the gift that you have activated for yourself. So pause that now and then start play again.
I am so excited to invite you to my brand new free offering, the Collective Monthly Meditation for All. If you feel called to receive amazing high vibe content and gather as a collective to raise the vibration of the planet, not only for our own sovereign heart, but also for humanity in general. The ascension process is well underway, and we need more of you to gather as one to really create huge ripple effects in the quantum by sharing light codes all around the planet to help humanity reach higher level of consciousness and live more from a heart-centered place. We would love for you to join us. This monthly meditation will happen at the beginning of the month on a Tuesday in New Zealand time. And again, it is entirely free. You can join live. But if you can't, don't worry. The recording will be available afterwards, so you can also, with us, weave webs of divine light around the planet to help with the amazing shifts that are happening now. We are so excited, me and my High Council, to share some wisdom with you and also go deep into receiving powerful frequency shift that we can then share with the whole of humanity and, of course, our family members, our loved ones, and our community. Find out more information and join us every month. I would be so happy to see you there.
Now you are back after you have done this exercise in writing or simply in your mind, which is also perfect. As we have mentioned, we would love for you to take time to celebrate yourself. How do we celebrate? We celebrate by having an intention for celebration. So maybe you have a cacao and you say the intention, this cacao is to celebrate me and all my accomplishments. So everything that I have done in these two different columns, and I have evolved so much through these challenges, both conscious and unconscious. You can celebrate by buying yourself flowers or going for a massage. It could be that you take a bath with like beautiful bath salts. Anything at all that makes you feel like you're giving your human some love and gratitude and celebrating codes. The Arcturians mentioned now that they have brought to us this transmission today because it is part of the opening of our consciousness to understanding the pathways of evolution in 3D, 4D, and 5D frequency that the bandwidth of humanity is experiencing right now. The bandwidth is very broad and very wide, and therefore we have access to many different dynamics for evolution. The way we position ourselves is going to determine the quality of our experiences. So we're going to go more into details on these pathways of evolution in the Golden Drop membership. But in this transmission, we would love for you to realize that the more you acknowledge that everything that happens to you brings evolution, brings growth in yourself, in your heart, in all the whole that you are, an amazing multifaceted personality with so many qualities that you are here to shine, to bring to the table, to share with others, all your magic. The more you actually acknowledge your accomplishment and you celebrate yourself, the more you call in conscious evolution. And when you're calling conscious evolution, it is easier, much, much easier to surf the wave of this evolution rather than to feel swallowed by the wave, like being in the mud for a very long time. And yes, of course, I can can totally telepathically hear what many of you are gonna say. But Saint Drain is like, all of this shit literally happened to me. I didn't ask for it, so it's gonna continue happening to a certain extent. We're gonna have these negative experiences happening to us, yes. But if we have wired our conscious awareness, our presence to understanding that we grow and we evolve, that we are the master of our reality, of our experiences, that we can choose the quality of our reaction, of our emotion, that we can choose to react differently this time when shit happens, instead of being like really sad and really angry, I'm just going to hold myself at the highest and I'm going to say, what is the highest picture here? What it is that I am learning? The more we do that, the more we grow in power, in maturity, in confidence, in courage, also in kindness, in compassion for our own self, for our own heart, so we can mother our own self. We can be so deeply present for everything that arises that we can be the comforting presence that we so need. You know what? When my mom was really, really bad, all that I had wished for was to have my mom to help me go through that. It's very, isn't that ironic? She was literally the only person that I would have needed at that time, because she would have helped me so much. She would have held space for me and would have had this amazing conversation about the meaning of things. And she would have told me, you are so courageous, my daughter. You're so amazing. I can see you, because she was always my best cheerleader. But yet I was seeing that woman, and so she could not be that for me because she was the one suffering. And so I had to be that for myself, and I learned to be that for myself. And because I learned to be that for myself there and then, now I can be that for myself every single day. Every single day, I am my best cheerleader. Every single day, I hold myself in so much love and compassion. I can mother my humans like never before. I used to be so judgmental on myself. You know, I used to really be really, really hard on myself. After that experience, I have completely shifted. I was like, you know what? I'm freaking doing my best all the time. I'm actually amazing. I am wonderful. You know, like, I'm certainly not perfect, but, you know, I retry my best. So through this transmission, what we share is that when we see that in ourselves consciously, even through unconscious evolution pattern that we didn't want, but we can find this. It's like we find pockets of light in the darkness. We find pockets of life in the density. So we are not swallowed by the 3D matrix system of pain and enslavement and all of this, like, ugh, that we really want to experience, this contrast, this density, it sucks. These pockets of light becomes beacons of light. Who turns that on? It is ourselves. We turn that on by consciously celebrating our accomplishments. So me, the Actarians, my High Council, would love to invite you to be the best cheerleader of your life ever and to celebrate yourself every single time you accomplish something, even so small. Thank you very much for listening. We would love to see you in the Golden Drop membership. It is very easy to join. You receive amazing life-changing content, such as this one, because all the podcasts that we share are shared also in the Golden Drop, because it is very easy then for you to find them just with a click of a finger. And there is just so much more that we share with you. We go really deep there. So we thank you very much. We hope to see you in the Golden Drop membership. And we say, see you next time. Bye. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.